This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's say you're running a national company, and that company has lost $26 billion between 2011 and 2014. What do? You find cost efficiencies. You streamline, merge, cut spending. And that's exactly what's happening with the United States Postal Service. As it struggles in that sea of red ink, post offices and mail processing centers are being closed. Three processing centers in Michigan are on the latest list to be closed, one near Kalamazoo, a second one in Lansing, and the third one in Kingsford near Iron Mountain in the Upper Peninsula. Tony Edelbeck is Kingsford's city manager and clerk, and he's been fighting to keep his city's processing center open. Tony, so good to have you with us.
Thank you.
What would closing this center mean to a rural area like yours?
Directly in our community, it's going to be about 50 jobs locally, but most importantly is the effect that it's going to have on the entire Upper Peninsula for mail processing for the areas that are to the north, east, and west of Kingsford.
And what would that effect be? What are you hearing from people, and what are their fears?
We currently have one-day mail service throughout the Upper Peninsula, and that has been something that we've been used to for many, many years. And they built the processing center here in 1990 as a way of handling all of the mail in the UP from Sault Ste. Marie to Ironwood all the way up to Calumet to the north. And all of that mail comes to Kingsford, is processed here and redistributed either back into the UP or through other parts of the country. We are probably the closest to where they're planning on moving that to Green Bay, Wisconsin, than the rest of the UP, which would be Sault Ste. Marie being 4 hours to the east, Ironwood 3 hours to the west, and Houghton Calumet 2 hours and 2.5 hours to the north.
And how much of a delay? So you're used to that one-day service, and if the Postal Service goes ahead and closes the mail processing center in Kingsford and sends your mail to Green Bay, how much time do you hear that that's going to add to delivery?
3 to 5 days.
That's 3 to 5 days is actually mind-boggling when you think how far away. I mean, Green Bay is not that far.
But if you take a look at the process that they're looking at, they currently have 12 mail processing centers in Wisconsin, and they're looking at reducing that 12 to 5, which means they're going to be consolidating mail processing in Wisconsin also. So not only are they going to be shipping it 100 miles to the south, but they're going to be combining that and introducing more processing in one location, which is going to be create other delays. And that's the other concern that we have.
There you go. All right, now we get that, because so that Green Bay Center is going to really get hit with a lot more work than they've ever had and a lot more mail to process.
Correct.
Now, one of the reasons the Postal Service is losing money is that people are sending less mail because they're doing so much more online. But that is not always a real viable option in the Upper Peninsula, is it?
A lot of the mail cannot be done online. We have a number of communities. I mean, there's 18 basic cities in the Upper Peninsula with a population of about 116,000. But the total population of the UP is about 312,000 people. So the remainder of those are in smaller communities, in rural areas that do not have necessarily high-speed internet and are still using dial-up in many locations. Plus, you have school districts, you have small townships, smaller cities that depend on mail for their billings, for their tax billings, for their utility billings, and many of the smaller businesses in the rural areas, small taverns, the small grocery stores, the small restaurants that depend on the mail for their billings in and out.
And Tony, talk to us about the water samples that people send through the mail. What is that about, and how time sensitive are they?
About 6 years ago, the state laboratory was closed in Houghton, Michigan, with Governor Snyder's initiatives wanting to work with private industry to take over some of the formerly public services that were done. They moved with a private laboratory in Amasau, Michigan, with his Whitewater and Associates, to do the laboratory samples. There are currently about 120 type 1 community water supplies in the Upper Peninsula. Of those 120, 12 of those are surface water supplies. The remainder are well water. The 12 surface water supplies do their own sampling for bacteriologicals on a regular basis. The remainder of those, that 108, are required to send samples in every 2 weeks to a laboratory to have those analyzed so that they can monitor safe water samples for their communities. Once those samples are taken, they have 30 hours in order to be cultured and analyzed at the laboratory. And if we have more than one day mail service, those samples are not going to get there. The biggest concern that we have there is that most of the communities throughout Michigan and throughout the Upper Peninsula have a post office. And it's readily available to drop samples in the mail, and they can get those in one day to the laboratory at AMISA. If they have to go UPS, if they have to go FedEx, there's an additional cost. That's one thing. But more importantly, they have to travel to a community that has a depot for FedEx or a depot for UPS. And sometimes that's significant travel time. The other thing is that we did a big process of going through and having AMISA be the location to handle most of these samples. And speaking with Betty Primo, the owner and director of that laboratory in AMISA, she is currently doing 13,000 bacteriological samples a year just for water supplies. And that's including the 108 type 1 community water supplies, but also there's type 2 non-community water supplies, which includes rural restaurants, rural taverns, parks, wayside parks that are run by the state of Michigan, the Department of Transportation, and also by the DNR that have to be sampled on a regular basis because those parks are serving drinking water to the communities. It's very significant, and it's going to be a problem on how we're going to get water samples on a regular basis to be tested.
I'm talking with Tony Edelbeck, who is the city manager and clerk of Kingsford in the Upper Peninsula. They're fighting to keep their city's mail processing center open. The U.S. Postal Service has it slated to close, and instead of a one-day turnaround for mail, that could add 3 to 5 days to the cycle of delivery. And we know this, Tony, that U.S. Senator Gary Peters and three other senators have introduced a bill to delay closing the mail processing centers for 2 years and also to improve mail delivery and permanently keep our Saturday mail service. But what happens after that two-year moratorium? I mean, is there anything you can see that can be done to keep the mail processing center in Kingsford open?
And I fully understand the economics factors that the U.S. Postal Service is working on. And we're working on that same types of things with local government. We're trying to make things more efficient. The other thing, I guess, the concerns that we have is that we're trying to continue economic growth in the Upper Peninsula. We don't want to have this detrimentally affect our growth that we're trying to instill in the Upper Peninsula. Going to our state senators, we're going to our local congressmen, our U.S. senators, to try to come up with a solution to this situation so that we can continue to have efficient mail service for postage, for mail letters, also for postage and so forth, so that we can continue to have a good community and good area for economic growth in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Are you getting a sympathetic ear as you go to all these people?
Yes, I am. But the biggest concern that I've had, and I've been working on this primarily with Senator Levin's office since 2011, is that most people are not aware that this is happening. I spoke to the UP County Commissioners Association last October. Many of those commissioners were not aware that this was actually happening. They had a public meeting. The Postal Service had a public meeting here in Kingsford in October of 2011. That was here where the processing center is. Again, the bottom of the UP, right on the border of Wisconsin. Most of the communities, especially the larger communities, were not even aware of this. Those as far as Marquette, Houghton, Ironwood, and Sault Ste. Marie were not even aware that this was happening. And what are the effects going to be once this happens? Are we going to be able to get this back? So in the meantime, we would like the questions answered from the Postal Service. We would also like everybody to be aware that this is happening, and can they live with these changes if they are going to take place.
Is there a timetable in place to close the center in Kingsford?
It's come and gone a number of different times, and you know, with the help of Senator Levin and also with the action that Senator Peters has been working on and Senator Stabenow, it's continued to be held back. But it was as early as 2012, and now we're into 2015. So it continues to be held off, and we're hoping that at some point at least everybody's going to be aware of it and the proper action is going to be taken.
Tony Edelbeck, city manager and clerk of Kingsford, right near Iron Mountain in the Upper Peninsula. Tony, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside today.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today.